This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A beautiful co-ed found dead in a pool of blood. She was murdered. She was forced out of bed, naked, to kneel at the feet of her killer, and he shoots her point blank in cold blood. He comes in, finds this beautiful girl, a co-ed, and murders her. Now she's dead, her father looking for answers. Joining me right now, Logan's dad. Mr. Federico, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate you taking the time to care about Logan's story.
Please do not thank me, number one. Okay, talking to you inspires us. It angers us. It gives us the energy to keep going. So please tell me what happened, starting with the moment you learned something very horrible had occurred.
Well, obviously, May 3rd changed our lives for the rest of our lives. But one thing everybody has to make, I want to make something perfectly clear. And we found this out a couple of weeks ago. My beautiful daughter wasn't murdered in her sleep. Okay. When he entered the room, she woke and approached him, and he made her get on her knees naked, with her hands up in front of her, stuck a shotgun in her left cage under her breast, and pulled the trigger, leaving an inch and a half hole in her chest. That's what happened. It was a premeditated execution. The day we found out, that changed everything. May 3rd was a horrible day. But at the end of the day, what we're finding out and realizing now makes it traumatically worse.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them, and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me. I couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year since he was 15 years old. But nobody could figure out that he couldn't be rehabilitated. Well, you'd have to put him in prison to see if he could be rehabilitated. Isn't that the idea of prison? But no, my daughter wanted to be a teacher. She finally figured it out 2 weeks before she was executed. And I haven't heard a damn word from Byron Gibson in South Carolina. Not one word. 4 months, no communication. His biggest concern was that he was pissed off about my interview and how I made him look on the Fox News channel with Trey Gowdy. How pathetic is that? That we're letting our 22-year-old kid visiting friends. It's all she ever wanted to do was visit friends. And she literally was executed while on her knees, begging for her life. Her name's Logan Federico, not Irina. And you will not forget her. I promise you, you will be sick and tired of my face and my voice until this gets fixed. I will fight until my last breath for my daughter. You need to fight for the rest of our children, the rest of the innocents, and stop protecting the people that keep taking them from us. Please. You have the power. We put you in the power to do what you have to do. We're asking you, we're begging you all to stop this.
Mr. Federico, what is your message tonight, and do you believe the state will seek the death penalty in this case?
You know, that's a tough question. We've had, like I said, we've had no contact with him since May 5th. From what I read, the research I do, no, they're not going to.
Why?
From what I understand, he's never asked for the death penalty in any cases. He doesn't believe in the death penalty.
So?
I understand.
Wait, what? The elected district attorney doesn't, quote, believe in the death penalty?
From what I understand, and my point to that is this. If you follow the law, okay, he dots all the I's and crosses all the T's for this punishment. Like, this punishment fits the crime. This isn't one of those things where you're going to come to me and say, hey, he'll admit to the murder if you let him live. No thanks. No deal. He deserves the death penalty because he took someone's life. He can't be rehabilitated. He's proven that. Time and time again, these solicitors have lessened his charges. So he spent zero time in jail most of the time. And this is why we're at where we are. This is why he had access to my daughter. This is why. It's not because my daughter was at University of South Carolina. It's because that piece of shit was. Okay? And there's a reason why he was there. There's a reason why he has a gun. There's a reason why he had access. The key word to this case is access, period. And there are many people in the Lexington area that are responsible for Logan's execution. They have blood on their hands. They just didn't pull the trigger. But they gave him the opportunity to do so. And that is it, period. They can back it up all they want for the rest of their lives. They should feel guilty for the rest of their lives. This should haunt them, from the frat brothers to the owner of the gun to the sheriff's department, the friggin' solicitors, the judges that all let a career criminal on the streets that didn't have to be there and factually should not have been there. But you know what? You know what gets votes, Nancy? What gets votes are convictions. And you know what easy convictions are? When you make a deal with somebody. That's what you call padding the numbers.
39 crimes in 10 years. 25 felonies. Can anybody here explain to me, well, how possibly he could be on the street? Possibly be on the street. How is it possible? I could sit down in a room and I could explain the whole process of how it failed. How South Carolina failed Logan, okay? How lack of communication. What y'all did, you woke up a beast and you pissed off the wrong daddy. Because I'm gonna put it out there and I'm not gonna be quiet until somebody helps. Logan deserves to be heard. Everyone on this panel deserves to be heard. And we will. Trust me. My daughter laid on the floor for 7 hours before somebody in that house recognized that something was wrong. And that career criminal, an hour later, went on a spending spree with her debit card. When they saw his face on a video, they didn't have to do a check. He was arrested so many times, they knew who he was. They knew exactly where to go get him. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic that I'm here today. Thank you for your time.
We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace signing off. Good night, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.